opinion driven.
Matter of fact, I have been permitted to choose my own words and discuss my own ideas.
Good morning.
The Chris Hand Show. Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
9:06 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. My name is Chris Hand. Good morning. Happy Super Tuesday. Before we get into all the festivities that will happen today, I'm joined on the line by Brandon Lewis, the founder of Tennessee Conservative, TennesseeConservativeNews.com. A lot of times we wonder, what can we do about what's happening at the border here in Tennessee? How can we make our voices heard with what we're experiencing because of the border crisis here in Tennessee? Well, Brandon Lewis of Tennessee Conservative News has organized a rally on Wednesday, March 20th at the state capitol. And it's going to be pretty wild. Janice Bowling will be speaking. Jody Barrett is going to be speaking. Senator Mark Pody, Rep. Gino Bolso, our friend from the Mill Creek View podcast, Steve Abramowitz, and our friend Chris Spencer, who's running for state senate in District 18. And joining me on the line now is Brandon Lewis from Tennessee Conservative News. And Brandon, I just got to ask, where did this idea come up for this rally, and why do you think it's so important to do?
Well, thanks for having me on, buddy. I appreciate your work. There are so few doing the conservative yeoman's work at the state level. We need more like you. So there's a few things, Mr. Hand. Number one is, when we do policy surveys to thousands and thousands of Tennessee GOP primary voters, we'll ask them to pick out of a long list of issues what's the number one thing of all other things they think GOP leadership should be working on in Tennessee. And stopping illegal immigration is like number one. It's like 60% of people selected. Everything else is a way distant second, third, fourth, or tenth. The other issue that has brought this to my attention, aside from the fact that there's this huge influx and it's in the national news and everyone can see it, is that the Tennessee GOP has a long history of not only failing to stop illegal immigration in our state, but actually making it worse. And if you'd like me to run through a little of that with your listeners and let them draw their own conclusions, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, give me a little backstory on what you've been seeing and kind of what led you to this point.
So I'm going to very quickly run through this. Number one, when we founded our organization, because we couldn't get the truth out of mainstream media about COVID in 2020, and we had the medical freedom sessions that would roll back all the nonsense, we discovered that there was like a clandestine, covert, covered in black, illegal immigration center where kids were being kept in Tennessee that was all hush-hush. Well, our reporting got national news, and that center was shut down, but not before kids were molested and lost. And Bill Lee is the one that put it in our community without any discussion and authorized it. And people didn't want it, but he did it anyway. They have killed every bill that has been brought by people like Griffey to strengthen E-Verify. They've killed bills that would stop the taxpayer funding of illegal immigration, which costs Tennessee taxpayers $577 million a year. There was a bill to stop mass transportation that actually had teeth for enforcement. It was killed. Checking the illegal immigration status to vote in Tennessee, you'd think that'd be kind of easy to do. Nope, got killed. But what they have done is they've gave them professional licenses. The legislature gave illegal aliens professional licenses. They signed the bill. They also, William Lambert brought a bill that would make illegal aliens cops. Our reporting made him withdraw that bill. Dale Carr introduced a bill that would even weaken our already weak E-Verify standards for employment. And so as you can see, I mean, I don't know, your listeners are smarter than the average listeners. If this is the history of GOP leadership's stance on legal immigration, can they possibly really care about stopping it?
So why were those bills getting killed? You know, you kind of rattled off a bunch there. What is the main reason why you think that none of this stuff is kind of getting pushed through?
I think we've got two. The first is, as I mentioned to you when we talked last, we did a huge, very expensive report that took hundreds of hours. And what we discovered is with GOP leadership at the state level in Tennessee, 90%+ of their funding comes from special interests, mainly left-leaning corporations outside of their districts. So if somebody's got $100,000 in their bank account, 90 of it came from corporate special interest, 10 of it came from back home. Well, when all your money comes from special interest and you get lazy and you don't have to depend on your districts to raise your money, and then there's a fight between the well-organized corporate money and the huge lobbyists that they bankroll that are there 24/7 living under the legislators' desks in Cordell Hall. And then you have uninformed and low-information Republican primary voters who think because Bill Lee posts some pictures of him visiting the border for the cameras, or because Bill Lee is going to send 100 or 200 or whoever, however many Tennessee Guardsmen, that things are actually happening. So it's a combination of the fact that many of these people that are in Republican leadership are honestly just old Southern Democrats that run as Republicans because that's how their district is drawn. They get corrupted by this corporate money, and then they fail to do the will of the people.
So, I mean, you sound pretty fed up with everything that's going on.
I'm just a tuning fork for the GOP base in Tennessee. I advocate for what they, on average, want to be passed. I really don't put my personal opinion into things other than my personal commentary. And, for example, like on school choice, there's some people that are for it, some people that are against it. Our base is split on that. And so I tell the truth about it, right? And so, but our base is not split on illegal immigration at all. Like, I mean, I believe when I sent out an email to, what, 20-something thousand people, I got two people that replied back and said, I can't believe we're doing this Protect Tennessee Borders event. And everybody else is like, thank God somebody in the state's actually making noise about this.
So you're doing this rally on Wednesday, March 20th at 1 o'clock. What do you expect to, like, what are your goals for this rally to protect Tennessee's borders?
So we have the purpose of the event is to make sure that Republican lawmakers know as they go into the Republican primaries that if they won't do something about it, we're going to find other people who will. The real conservatives, not the people that just run because that's how their district is drawn. But we've got four main things, right? What would stop illegal immigration here? Number one, we've got to make it harder for illegal immigrants to get employment and drive down wages for blue-collar workers in Tennessee that are native. We've got to do that. Number two, we have to stop the biggest benefit magnet coming to Tennessee, and that is the funding of illegal immigration education. Think about it. Somebody comes here with three kids, and it's immediately a $36,000 a year burden to Tennessee taxpayers. Immediately. Now, that's even if they go productively try to do something else. Number three, we need to not only ban the mass transportation, we need to make it illegal and put people out of business who do this in our state, these charter bus companies, these airlines that fly them in. If you're an NGO and you bring people, mass transport them, we need to take their licenses away and say we're not going to tolerate that here in our state. And then finally, we need to cut off the benefits. There's no reason someone should come here, break our laws, be in Tennessee, and get housing, food stamps, or any other type of benefit. They need to stand on their own two feet. But if we make Tennessee inhospitable, when people have choices of where to go, just like in Florida, they will pick other places.
So you're just looking to demagnetize the state by any means necessary?
Well, we have to, right? We can't shut the border down. And so state lawmakers, you always give one of two arguments. Here they are, and they're both false. And it's just really meant to make people shut up and go away. Number one, they say, oh, well, this is a federal issue. The hell it is. If it's not enumerated in the Constitution to the federal government, it's left for the states. And this is very much left for the states. And the second thing they say is, well, we'll get sued. I'm like, we all get sued every day, like five times, okay? Every time you pass a law somebody doesn't like, you get sued. That's just par for the course. That's the minimum ante. And so what it really is the Chamber of Commerce, the NFIB, all these huge corporate companies, Ford Motor Company, the Amazons, all those people that interject themselves into our state politics, they fund the apparatus up there, and they don't want that. They see illegal immigration as another client. Because they serve so many people, it's just another headcount. They see it as cheap labor. And then our government school system see it as, hey, we're going to get – if we just get somebody in here, any human, it doesn't matter the academic progress. It doesn't matter how bad it negatively impacts our native children. Hey, that's 12 more grand. And so we've got these forces that are pushing this in our state, and they want it. And so the primary voters don't, and we've got to rise up and send a clear message.
And you're going to be saying, this is Brandon Lewis on the line with us from Tennessee Conservative News, and you plan to send that message on March 20th at the state capitol. How many people are you expecting currently to get down there? How many people do you want down there?
I don't know, man. This is a touchy subject, right? Everybody wants this problem fixed. Nobody wants to be identified as somebody advocating for it. I mean, that's the truth about this. A very touchy subject. It shouldn't be, but it is. But we'll have a few hundred. I don't know how many. I'm sure some leftist organization is already paying people to dress up in finely pressed brand new KKK outfits and come down there and hold signs with masks on. As they did, I saw that whole parade in Nashville, and it's just comical. I'm like, if there are any of these people in Tennessee, they're in their mother's basement. They don't have the money nor the brain power to come color coordinated and perfectly pressed things
with creases in their flags.
Yes, I mean, I'm like, come on, people. But you know, whatever. I mean, I assume, you know, I can already write the leftist headlines, Mr. Hand. GOP holds Nazi rally. White supremacist gathering of da da da. It's, you know, they've already written the article, right? They'll come report on it. That's what the mainstream press primarily is going to do in Tennessee, because you get your corporate funding, man. It really changes your ability to be truthful with folks.
Well, and I will say this, you know, you've said, you know, you're kind of disenfranchised with a lot of the state government, but you do have a lot of reps and senators from Tennessee joining you at this rally as speakers. Tell me about who's going to be there and you know, what they think about the cause.
So the people that are coming to our event, the Janice Bowlings, the Mark Pody, the Jody Barrett, the Gino Balsos, the folks like that, are in this marginalized conservative minority. I'll give you a perfect example. Janice Bowling brought a bill that would have stopped transgender surgeries 2 years ago, and GOP leadership killed it, right? And then all of a sudden, Matt Walsh comes into town, gives them a national black eye, and then Jack Johnson and the rest of the leadership runs out there, grabs the spotlight as if it's their idea, and they pass a bill. And it's like they won't do things when they're right, but they'll go take the credit if the heat gets hot enough, right? And so my hope is that we can get the heat hot enough for these people to come in. And we've got, you know, Moms for Liberty move their legislative day so they could come up there and be helpful. I thank God for those ladies. We've gotten some I've got a phone call from Tori Venable at AFP, who's going to try to help us build a crowd for this. And so we're building this grassroots coalition all across the state. We got little grassroots groups sending tour buses full of people to come help, which I never call in favors. I do this for free. I don't make any money doing it. I make my money doing something else. But you know, when you're out there on the tip of the spear, it is good to see conservatives get off the couch. Don't worry about being called names. They don't have any power if you don't let them have power. And to talk about these policies, because if we don't do something, Mr. Hand, we're going to turn around and we will have a Tennessee that we don't recognize. It will not take long. You can already drive through parts of Tennessee and wonder, am I in the United States of America anymore? It has gotten so bad. And so there's just as people do not live with their doors wide open, and if somebody wants to come in and sleep on your couch that you don't know and start living with you, we need to have sensible immigration policies in our state. And if our federal government doesn't have them, we need to develop and implement them at the state level.
Hey, I'm with you, and I'm looking forward to see how this goes for you guys. The rally is March 20th. It's going to be at the state capitol. Brandon Lewis from Tennessee Conservative News. If you want more information on the rally, where can we go to get it, Brandon?
All right, here we go, guys. Protect, P-R-O-T-E-C-T, Protect, T-N, that's for Tennessee, Borders, plural, .com. So Protect, T-N, Borders, .com. If you think you're going to come, if you're not 100% committed, just sign up for the rally anyway, and we will send you information. If for whatever reason you can't make it, at least you'll be informed. Maybe you can support us by getting the word out. But that's protecttnborders.com, and you've been very, very kind. And, guys, I'll say this in closing. The fact that Mr. Hand will have me on his radio show to talk about this shows you he's a true conservative. There are so many conservative talk show hosts in Tennessee that would not touch this topic with a 10-foot pole. Mr. Hand, I appreciate you, and your listeners should appreciate you as well.
Well, thanks, man. You didn't have to say all that. But I think that this is important, and I think that what you're doing is good work. And, you know, if nobody's going to hold our officials accountable, who will?
Exactly, sir. I appreciate your work very much.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Brandon Lewis from Tennessee Conservative News. ProtectTNBorders.com. If you want more info on the rally that's happening on March 20th, ProtectTNBorders.com.